more news. I would like to start by saying Tom DeLonge, the head of the UFO investigative organization, to the Stars Academy is doing great work. Thanks to him, the Navy has released UFO videos taken by their pilots, and now he has announced the organization has been collecting material which is not from this planet. I presume this material has been collected from some UFO crash sites, but it could be from other sites as well. He has said there are varying chain of custody documents for the material. The next step is going to try and reverse engineer the materials to see if we can create more of them. We know some material was obtained from the famous and respected investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe. DeLonge said about the material, if it is hit with enough terahertz, it will float. A lot of people are asking the question, how did a huge asteroid almost hit the Earth without being noticed until the very last minute? First, let me say almost hit the Earth means the asteroid came within about 44,000 miles, which is too close for comfort in astronomical terms. The asteroid was only discovered about a week before, which means it would have been too close to do anything about it if we had the ability. The asteroid was termed a city killer. Many asteroids are very dark and optical telescopes have a hard time seeing them. It turns out near-Earth object detection was ordered years ago to develop the ability to detect asteroids that come close and are 140 meters or bigger in size, and we still cannot do it. It is said we have only been able to detect about 30% of the estimated 25,000 asteroids that are these types of objects. It is not only electrical engineering and computer technology that is advancing at an incredible rate, so is biology. Just recently a new article ran the following headline: scientists can finally build feedback circuits in cells. A scientist became proficient in robotics but then switched to designing switches for human cells. This is opening up a whole new field in synthetic biology. It makes me wonder what humans will be like in the future. The switches will allow devices to control the amount of information which a cell uses. There are also other scientists creating synthetic DNA. I got a crazy thought about this, and that is perhaps because I used to work in the criminal justice system, but maybe in the future criminals will no longer go to prison but have their DNA adjusted to somehow prevent them from committing crimes. There has been talk lately about a new type of AI which will be programmed to flood the internet with custom news stories to try and change people's opinions on different topics. The stories will not be true or entirely true, but that won't matter because their only purpose will be to alter public opinion. Along with the computer revolution came new types of crimes. One of the most prevalent is hacking, where the information stored on a computer or server is copied by an outside force. It was just recently announced NASA was hacked. This happened in April 2019 to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, a division of NASA. The hackers got into the Deep Space Network telescope systems and into other NASA systems. It was so bad NASA disconnected JPL from their system to prevent hackers from getting into other systems such as the manned flight area. Forbes in a related story said JPL's network security was sorely lacking. That is the problem with most places which have been hacked: poor security or no security. Elongated skulls found in Peru and other places have been the subject of debate for years. Some believe they are human and were wrapped to form them, and others believe they are alien. Evidence seems to indicate some are indeed human but not all. This has caused a theory to be developed which states the aliens had elongated skulls and the humans wanted to be like them, so they wrapped the skulls of their children. Upon further scientific examination, other skulls have revealed a combination of human and non-human characteristics. There have been people claiming for years they somehow found themselves in the past and then when they retraced their steps came back into the future. Books have been written about this. This has led to an idea which states there are time warps and different places on our planet. Einstein stated large objects can warp time and space. The bigger the object, the bigger the warp. Time slows down. Could there be parts of the Earth where gravity is different, thus altering time? Even if we did step through a portal into past or future time, would we actually be able to see and communicate with those who might be there? A certain percentage of people still believe we never went to the moon. This idea became so popular NASA had to reply, and so they did in about the only way they could. They released over 10,000 photos from the Apollo moon missions. Did this convince everyone? No, and some people are still posting those photos of NASA's practice moon stage as real evidence, of which it is not. Scientists claim they found something very strange in Antarctica. It was a particle so old it was around before the sun was created. The particle was found inside a small meteorite in the La Paz ice field. It is said this particle came from a white dwarf star's nova. A nova occurs when a star explodes. Scientists are claiming this grain of material will help them understand even better how the solar system was formed. There has been a search going on for a while now, and it has to do with material from World War II Germany. It seems the Germans had created cubes of uranium. A scientist was given one with a note claiming it was taken from Hitler's nuclear reactor. The reactor was never finished or working. The cube was only 2 inches on each side by weighed over 5 pounds. The Germans had an experimental lab located under the town of Hagelock, which is a museum today. There wasn't enough uranium in the core of the reactor to achieve a chain reaction, even though the Germans had 664 of these cubes. There were also 400 more cubes located throughout Germany at the time. It is thought if these resources have been brought together, the Germans might have been able to accomplish a nuclear reaction.